Welcome, everyone. It's been a while. I have returned. It has been a month, my friends. I can't remember the last time I went live. It has been a busy month, 6 weeks, whatever. But I'm back, and I want to give you guys some updates. Give you guys some insights. We got some cool stuff to cover today, so stick around. So, what have I been up to? Where have I been? What year is it? So, we had the Masculine Awakening Men's Retreat. That was just about a month ago. And that was very powerful. Had 11 guys come out here to Asheville, North Carolina. And we spent 5 days going in depth into sexual kung fu, Qigong practices, breath work, meditation, going deep within ourselves to cultivate ourselves, to get clarity onto how to be more strong, aligned, powerful men, full of integrity. And you know, I'm just reminded of how awesome I say this, but everyone who's into this work is really cool. People who come to these events, everyone I've met up with in person who's into this stuff, you know, who follows my account, you guys are awesome. And we had a super just rock star group of guys. Absolutely amazing experience. And a lot of transformation, a lot of healing, a lot of, well, we could say, miracles. I won't go into that one, but yeah, really, really powerful experience. You know, I learned a lot from it. And well, what else is there to say? I can't wait for the next one. Let me know where you guys want me to have the next sexual kung fu retreat. I wanted to put one together potentially in August, another men's retreat. Potentially be doing some couples events as well with my partner Mariah here in the future. We'll see about that. Pull up something here. Instagram has not been my ally of late. That's all I can say. But hey, at least it's not banned anymore. We're back, baby. They can't censor us forever. Okay. So, yeah, had the retreat, men's retreat. Met some amazing, amazing men. Sharing some of the highlights of that in my YouTube videos. You know, the last video has some clips from the retreats and the teachings I gave, so you need a little sample there. And I hope you guys are enjoying the new kind of format of the YouTube videos I've been doing, trying to make it a little more insightful of like capturing the moments of my life rather than just me sitting in front of the camera. Hey guys, let's talk about sexual kung fu and same retention. And it's good. I'm happy to do that. But after 6 years of that, I'm like, let's tell more of a story with the video. So I'll switch things up. Hope you guys like it. You know, let me know. So retreat. Oh, we got the cops called on us at the retreat. You know, you have 11 men. We're doing transformational breathwork. We're screaming at the top of our lungs out in the mountains of North Carolina. The neighbors are concerned. They call the cops. Everything's good. It works out. We weren't doing anything illegal, but you know, it's not a party till the cops are called, baby. And right after that, it was very interesting. Right after that, my parents came to visit me, and they stayed here at my home with Mariah and I. And it was an interesting contrast of experience of, you know, doing this incredibly expansive work with a group of men, just like stepping into higher levels of being, and then having my family, being around my family. Not to say that they're like terrible people. No, my family's absolutely amazing. I love them. Really, really solid people. I wouldn't be having them at my house if they weren't. You know what I mean? Like. I'm not the person to just try to please people just because I'm related. I'm like, no. But just, you know, seeing how inevitably I think being around family, being around, you know, parents who created a lot of the conditioning that you have in your life, it's just seeing how old patterns can emerge in that, how maybe there was a tendency to me wanting to make myself smaller, or, you know, these old patterns coming back. And just observing that happening and really holding myself through it, really owning who I am, really owning what I'm doing. And it was good. It's a good experience. And that was a lesson in itself as well, I will say. And after that, so a week of retreat, week of my parents being here, and then Mariah and I went to Florida to take part in a, what would I call it? Yoga of Intimacy is what it's called. Amazing, amazing souls. Justin in London. Really, really solid. Very real people. These guys are mastery level, doing their couples work, doing the intimacy work. What an insightful event that was for me. I learned a lot about where I've not been bringing it as a man, where I've not been bringing it in my relationships, in my being. I'm going to share more about my insights, but just want to, you know, say thank you to Justin and London for being just really, really fucking awesome people, really embodiments of that Shiva Shakti energy, that yin yang, that feminine masculine, like really, really owning that space and holding the space for other couples to do the same. Like, that's a beautiful, beautiful work. So this was a power. So, you know, basically a weekend event going deep into yoga of intimacy, which is a practice to create polarity in your relationship. And it gives you direct feedback as to, well, where things are going wrong. I'm going to share a little bit more about this. And then just got home a few days ago. And, you know, that's what I've been up to, guys. Just living my life. I'm just doing my best. I'm just trying to be a man in this world. Get sober with my life, you know. No, things are good. Things are good. This year's been absolutely amazing. Can't believe it's like halfway through the year already. It's just flying by. And it's been an amazing year. And lots of amazing things to come. But yeah, with that, I want to get into, you know, more the topic of what I had. And it's very, very strange. I don't know if there's actually anyone on my Instagram or not. It doesn't seem something weird going on with my Instagram. They're watching me. I'm on a list somewhere. No doubt about that. This is very strange. Give me 1 second, guys. We'll take a pause. It's a moment to ponder the purpose of our existence. Take a deep breath and just be for a moment. All right. So, where was I? Oh, yes. Masculine awakening. It is time, men, to awaken to our masculine nature. And here's the thing, guys. As a man, if you want to have a really powerful relationship with a woman, you know, if you want to have a soft, receptive partner who worships you, who loves you deeply, who has a deep primal lust for you, who desires to fuck your brains out, will gush for you over and over and over and over, and that will only increase through time. If you want this, do you guys want this? I certainly, this is what I want. This is what I wanted for a long time. I had a hell of a time being able to achieve it. You know what I mean? If you want this, you must be a man. You must be a strong embodiment of masculine energy. We're raised to be boys in this world. We're raised to be timid, to be self-centered, impatient, selfish, distracted. We are raised to be reactive, to have zero control over our emotions, to have no presence, no confidence, no belief in ourselves. And this causes all kinds of issues in our lives, and especially in our relationships. Again, if you want a soft, receptive feminine, you need to be a strong embodiment of the masculine. It took me a long time to really understand what this means. It's not about having big muscles. It's not about, you know, being the macho tough guy. It's about being real, having depth, having presence, having inner strength, being able to penetrate the world with your presence. So one of the things I think that fucked us up the most as men, there was many things. There was all kinds of things. It's difficult to say like, well, one thing in particular, because there's a lot, right? But something that really stands out to me is that porn created a lot of conditioning for us around our sexuality, around our sexual nature. It really fucked us up. It really fucked us in our hopes of potentially being good lovers. It's kind of the irony of it, right? It's like something like porn, just like the free consumption in a certain way of sexuality, but a very tainted, a very poisoned consumption. So this free consumption of what feels like just unlimited sexual pleasure as we're, you know, in our teenage years consuming porn, aroused by it, stimulated by it. It's fascinating to us, isn't it, in the beginning? But over time, it just becomes this habit. It's just a thing you do. It loses that, like, whoa. So porn has taught us as men to be selfish, impatient, distracted lovers, to take pleasure, to see a woman as simply being there to give us something, to take something from. And if we don't get that, then we will, what do we do? I mean, there's different things people do. But basically, all the qualities that destroy intimacy, to destroy relationships, are, give me 1 second, guys. I'm going to go up on my, just having some, I'm shadow banned on Instagram. Let me pull up my other account. This wouldn't be Sexual Kung Fu Live if we weren't banned, censored. All right. Again, let's take a deep breath. Just be in this moment. Be in the here and now. As I try to sort through the fuckery of the cyber tech giants, the tyrants of the 20th, 21st century. What is going on here? Sweet baby Jesus. Okay, let's try this. Okay, so basically porn fucked us up. Porn really fucked us up to actually be extremely unattractive to the opposite sex, to be unattractive as lovers. So let's talk about some of the qualities of the masculine, the king, the god, this kind of archetypal energy, right? To love fiercely, to be centered in your heart. A lot of men are not centered in the heart. They're driven by impulse. They're driven by lust. They're driven by greed. They're trying to accumulate shit and like take trophies to impress other people because they're fucking empty inside. And they think that that's what's going to make them happy because they were told from media, from whatever, the things we observed growing up, that like, oh, well, if I just get the hottest girl, if I get the most money, if I get the nicest car, then people will admire me and I'll be so happy. But that doesn't really lead to happiness, does it? Why are celebrities the most fucked up people on the planet? Why are they drug addicts and, you know, doing weird shit? So to be connected in the heart space, aligned in the heart, to set structure in your life and in the interactions with your lover, your family, whatever, you become the pillar of support. You're setting the structure. You're okay, we're doing this at this time. This is how things are happening. You're like, okay, basically creating a space of safety. The feminine needs to feel safe to surrender. The feminine needs to feel supported. And if she's making the plans, if she's like trying to set the structure because you're failing on that, she's no longer in that feminine soft receptive state. She's now in her masculine, and there's going to be a clash there. Setting structure in your life is very important. Getting organized, getting your shit together, guys. Come on, it's time. Penetrating the world with your presence. This means being able to hold a space of pure consciousness and focus. We're going to get more into this. So basically, I made the most delicious smoothie here. It's amazing. So protein, post-workout smoothie. We got some, what do we got here? Coconut water, coconut milk, or rather coconut cream, a cup of mango, a cup of frozen strawberries, protein, a little bit of almond butter and some raw honey. Fucking delicious. So here's the thing, guys. If you want to have an amazing sex life, you want to have a partner who fucking craves your body, who wants to worship you, who loves you deeply, you need strong polarity in that relationship. This is why relationships dry up. This is the kind of the stereotype of like the, it's so exciting in the beginning, the honeymoon phase, and then you get married and then you sleep in separate beds and you have sex once every 3 months. And unfortunately, this is reality for a lot of people. I told myself I would never get married because of this, because I thought marriage, long-term relationship equals no sex, misery. You know, I observed this in many men I knew. But it's not true. The reason it doesn't have to be true, rather, it's true for, unfortunately, the majority of relationships. But the reason why this happens is that polarity dries up. What is polarity? It's a charge. It's opposites. It's this whole thing of mass, you know, talking about masculine, feminine, this like expansive, outgoing, expanding energy, the yang, and then this softening inward, releasing, surrendering energy, the yin. When these two energies meet, there's excitement, there's passion, there's arousal, there's juice in that relationship. The problem is that what happens in relationships is loses its charge. And this leads to kind of these stories of, well, just long-term relationships just don't work. I need to find someone new every month, every few weeks, whatever. But that's not really fulfilling either, is it? That like initial excitement, like, yeah, sure, it could be, it's probably more exciting than being in a 10-year just sexless, passionless, just numb marriage, but still constantly seeking a new partner. You never really get to know, you never really get into depth with, just to have these shallow, exciting, but ultimately shallow experiences. It's not really fulfilling either. You know, I've explored this as well, and it's just, that's not it for me. But what happens in these relationships is this dynamic of where sex becomes like an obligation. This is what a lot of men do. It's like, well, if I'm making money and I'm like, I have big muscles, she must be obligated to have sex with me because I'm providing for her. So like obligation. You really want to have someone to like have sex with just because they feel obligated to, versus a true building of desire, love, and passion in your relationships, it's unfulfilling. Getting your partner to have sex with you out of obligation because they, you know, because you feel like they owe it to you, which is how a lot of people are in their relationships. It's, you know, that versus sex out of passion, out of inspiration, out of truly building arousal, truly building desire. The difference between those two, you know, obligation versus true desire, the sexual experience, it's like eating McDonald's every day versus eating gourmet organic food, right? food with substance, with nutrients. And unfortunately, a lot of people are content to eat McDonald's every day, just as a lot of people are content to have kind of obligatory, boring, unpassionate sex regularly. And they don't really care about what it's doing to their bodies, doing to their minds. You know, really think about that. So here's the thing. It's when there's a challenge in the relationship, when there's conflict in the relationship, what usually happens is blame. It's her fault. She's doing it. It's his fault. He's doing it. Whenever there's an issue, it's never just her. It's never just him. You know, it's never just you. It's both of you. You co-create polarity together, or a lack of polarity in the relationship. And a real, I would say a true man takes responsibility. A true human being takes responsibility. And taking responsibility for what's happening, for, okay, the relationship's kind of drying up. It lost the excitement. Maybe I'm contributing to this. Maybe there's something I need to do. Versus like, well, it's their fault. I just need to find someone new. That'll solve it. Does it really? So a true human sees challenges. A true man sees challenges as an opportunity to improve. And so as you practice, as you approach polarity and the things I'm going to talk about here, as you approach this as a daily practice, as something you're working on a daily basis, when you mindfully notice like, okay, am I being in my masculine or in my feminine? What is that doing to the relationship? How is this interacting with my partner's state? Is it benefiting, creating desire? Is it creating kind of a neutrality, just that we're both in a feminine state, for example, or we're both in a masculine state, and it's just like a blah, no attraction there, right? So when you start to become aware of this and you practice polarity, use the things I'm going to share with you, your relationship is going to deepen over time. Intimacy is going to deepen over time. Passion, love, lust, just wanting to fuck your partner's brains out. Every day can be like the first day of your relationship, but that takes practice. And it's not going to be perfect every day. So this was, you know, coming back to, before I go into some practical things you can work with, I just want to share that the practice Mariah and I took away from this workshop we went to, and it's basically an alteration of what we've already been doing a lot, you know, where we schedule time together to like, okay, we're just going to connect. I mean, that doesn't mean having sex. It doesn't mean not having sex. It's just because if you have that pressure of like, this has to be the outcome of it, it's going to kill the true organic spontaneity of desire. So what we do is say, okay, we're going to do our practice together. We've been doing it first thing in the morning every day. And we simply sit in front of each other. We eye gaze. We don't touch physically to start. We look into each other's left eye. We breathe together deeply. And we practice holding polarity. One person's the receptive, one person's the outgoing, the yang, the penetrator, we could say. And what does that mean? Let's get into the points here. Well, okay, first of all, as the man, you're bringing your presence. You're bringing your consciousness. You're fully absorbing yourself into your partner rather than being in your body, in your head, like, oh, I'm thinking about this and blah, blah, blah. Oh, what are they thinking? Do they like this? I wish I was doing this instead. Instead of going into like your feelings, your emotions, you penetrate your partner with pure consciousness. And as they're in the absorptive feminine yin state, they're absorbing this, they're receiving this. So you're like the sun, just fucking beaming your energy, beaming your presence, and they're absorbing it. That alone creates a very powerful polarity. And so doing this as a very practical daily practice is something I recommend doing. So I want to talk about the qualities of being what I would consider a masculine man. The qualities that you can bring into this. Number one is presence. This is everything. Presence is everything. And everything I'm going to share here in a bit is going to add to presence. But presence is the structure. What does it mean to be present? It means to be in the here and now. It means to be fully conscious, fully aware of what is. Not thinking, not going off into like emotional stories and being in the past, being in the future. No, here. And now that is presence. Present to what is coming up for you, but not giving it your full attention so that you get distracted and out of your center. And there's many aspects to presence. The most important thing is attention and focus. These are very important qualities for a man to have. You know, if you want to get somewhere in your life worth getting, you must develop your presence, your attention, and your focus. Unfortunately, the world is constantly bombarding us to have the opposite qualities: distractedness, scatter-mindedness. Being on a smartphone, ultimate distraction. Oh, look at the screen. What's this app? Oh, I need to check these notifications. Oh, I'm scrolling. Fucking destroys your presence, destroys your attention span. You have no presence. You're scattered. And you're just looking everywhere and nervous. And, you know, that is a man who is not in his power, not in his presence. And women feel that. They feel it right away. You are not going to capture the desire, the devotion, the true, deep, primal love and lust of a woman if you have no attention span. If you cannot sit there, hold this presence, just penetrate the world with this presence, feel yourself expanding into the world around you. If you cannot do that, you know, you're not going to have the type of relationships you want, unless you want shallow relationships that don't, you know, that don't last long and sex dries up, right? One of the most important aspects of this, so the other point here is breath, your breath, being able to breathe slowly and deeply into the lower abdomen, into your balls, into your cock, breathing deep into the pelvic floor. When your breath is smooth, deep, flowing like the ocean tide, it becomes a stabilizer. It becomes, because here's the thing, when you're holding presence, when you're holding attention, you're focusing, and whether that's with your partner, with a woman, with, you know, a situation in the world around you, things are going to come up. When a woman gets into the feminine, when she starts to surrender, emotions are going to come up for her. She may, you know, deep grief, deep crying, sobbing, anger. She may want to scream. And if you let that, like, tense you up, breath goes, what do we do? You know, breath up in the chest. You've lost your structure. You've lost your presence. You're no longer in the strong container for the situation. And that kills polarity. So when a challenge arises and you're feeling something intense within yourself, you're observing intense emotions from partners, someone's attacking you, whatever it is, you know, physical violence, whatever, all these things are on the table here. You breathe through it. You allow it to deepen your breath. Anytime you feel something intense, breathe deeply. What do we usually do? We hold our breath. We hold our breath because we don't want to feel. To breathe is to feel, to move, to flow. So the more you can keep your breath flowing smoothly, the more you can allow things to move and not take hold of you. It's what our emotions are meant to do. They're meant to be there and then flow naturally, run their course, and dissipate. When we hold on to them, when we get stuck in them, when we identify with them, when we get stuck in the patterns of the past, we're out of our presence. We're out of the present moment. And breath is a powerful tool for this. So this was one of my biggest things I've learned recently. And it was actually, I think, a big pattern that was disrupting intimacy for me and my partner, like killing the polarity. It's a subtle thing, but it just became very, very obvious to me, is being in a state of feeling and, like, within myself, like, oh, I'm feeling what's happening. I'm feeling, especially emotions, right? Thoughts, allowing yourself to think, versus being in complete, what I was talking about, complete consciousness, complete absorption into my partner. It's not about me, it's about her. The more I can just completely absorb her with my presence, completely absorb her with my love, my energy, the more she feels safe and supported and can let go deeply. When you get into your feeling nature, it's a yin state. And if you're attempting to have your partner be yin and you're yin at the same time, again, it kills polarity. So it creates this, like, something just feels off, the dynamic. So something feels off, like during sex. I would feel this. We're like, oh, I'm kind of losing it here. Like, what's happening? Because I'm focusing too much on what I'm feeling, like, especially, like, emotionally. Like, when she's feeling an emotion and I'm like, oh, I want to feel that. Or, because like, I grew up with a strong connection to my feminine, right? So it's very easy for me to be in this, like, emotional feeling sense, but it's something I'm learning to not suppress, but not be controlled by, not be overwhelmed by, learning to be detached from it rather than suppressing it, detached to it. And that creates a lot more polarity because you're penetrating with pure presence. You're not taking on the feelings. You're breathing. You're the pillar. You're the pillar that this, like, spiraling soft feminine energy can entwine around, can dance and spiral around. And if there's not that strong pillar, there's nothing for her to like, nothing to contain that flow, and it spirals out of control. She doesn't feel safe anymore. So the more you can hold that strong masculine pillar of strength, of support, complete presence, you're the fucking grounding rod. When you lose that, it's over. Be aware of that. And this is, again, your ability to be an anchor, to be able to hold her in your space, to create the space, to create the structure by expanding your energy field. This is advanced stuff. You know, some of you are gonna be like, what the hell does this actually mean? And when I first read about this stuff, you know, we're reading some of like David Data's work, for example. I was like, okay, I understand the concept, but like, what does that really mean? And it's something I just had to experience eventually. So when you can hold her in your space by creating a strong space, by expanding your consciousness throughout your body, just this boom, this fierce, it's a fierce, loving warrior. Like, I'm going to fucking protect this. Anything comes in here, like, it's going to have to deal with me. You know, I've got you. I'm holding this space. I'm holding this structure. Nothing is going to get in here. And I'm penetrating you with my awareness. I feel everything. I see. I fully absorb myself into everything that you are. And I love you. I love you deeply. Penetrating you with that. The more you can hold that, that feels powerful and safe for her to go into her deep feeling nature. And when you can, again, be able to witness that chaotic feminine emotional expression without judgment, without getting into stories, without saying, oh, this is right or this is wrong, or like, where is this coming from? What's the story, the past, blah, 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 blah. No. When you can observe her without being pulled into it and without losing your breath and your presence, which is a huge challenge for men, then you've fucking got it. And again, being the structure, keeping track of the time, holding the space, having the game plan together for everything. You must have all the logistics of your situations that you're in so that she doesn't have to worry about anything. She can just surrender and trust that you have everything under control. She's not going to be late to her appointment because you're keeping track of time. She doesn't have to worry about like, well, where are we going to go on a date? Where, you know, what are we going to do for dinner? Because you got the game plan together. So, all right, I think that's enough for now. I dropped a lot there, and I'm going to be sharing more content about this. You know, it's a lot and it's powerful. But go ahead and type your questions in the chat box. I'm going to do a little Q&A here, but I want to mention something, or rather announce something. Oh, that is a good smoothie. Damn, that's good. We pounded the smoothies. Time to hit the dandelion root coffee. Oh, yeah. It's been a week, my friends. We'll unwind with some little dandelion root. I am opening very soon an online men's circle group. I'm calling it Masculine Awakening. It's the theme. It's the theme because it is a time for men to awaken to their true masculine, which has been dormant on this planet, it seems, at least in mass quantities. Men have not been men. Men have been moody, angry, or power-hungry teenage boys. It's time to become a man of integrity, of love, of confidence, of power, of self-restraint and control. It's time. So my intention with this men's circle is for it to be a space for us like-minded men to connect. Just, it's going to be kind of a community, kind of a social media type thing where, you know, you can post and share posts, like check out, basically meet and connect with men who are in this group, connect you guys together. And there's going to be some monthly trainings as well. There's going to be one energy cultivation practice, which I'm going to guide or have one of my co-teachers guide every month. So Qigong, breath work, meditation, sexual kung fu exercises. Once a month, there'll be like a full, probably hour, say 60, 90 minutes, energy cultivation practice. This will all be recorded to you. If you can't make it live, you'll get the recording. There, once a month, we're going to do a group transformational breath work practice. This is a phenomenal practice that gets you into psychedelic states, quite honestly. Builds a flow. And there's going to be once a month a group coaching session. And the structure of this is going to be basically, I'm going to give a little bit of a training, different aspects of life, self-mastery. And I'm going to the guys who are in this men's circle, you can, if when you're in the circle, you can apply to be coached in depth on one of these coaching sessions. And what I'm going to do is pick, we'll see how the timing works out with everything, but probably pick 2 to 3 guys once a month to go in depth with them on an issue that they're having. And this, so rather than like doing a, like, you know, a Q&A of answering 100 people's questions, just very, very shortly, really, really going into depth with issues that 2 or 3 men are having. So we can get really deep into the issue, because when someone has a question, there's an issue behind that. When someone says, well, how can I have a bigger dick? How can I last longer in bed? It's like, okay, like, why do you really want that though? Like, what's the insecurity behind that? What's blocking you from having that already, right? So we can really dive into, get it to the roots of what it really is. And when I'm doing that with 2 to 3 men, everyone there is going to learn from it. They're going to say, oh shit, it's the exact same thing for me. Oh shit. So it's going to be like, I'm coaching everyone who's a part of that. You know what I mean? Everyone's going to learn from this. It's going to be very powerful. So that's tentatively what is going to be part of that online men's circle. Just kind of giving you guys a heads up. It's going to be launching very soon. There is a wait list right now in the description of this YouTube video. If you are interested, sign up for that wait list. And I'm going to give a little special for everyone who's on the wait list. But I'm really excited about that. It's going to be powerful. Helping boys become men. It's time, guys. It is time. And with that, I'm going to answer some questions. So put your questions in the chat box. Let me see what in the hell is going on with my Instagram. Some real fuckery, guys. What can I say? Put your questions in the chat box. I'm going to dive into this shit. God, let me tell you. Account. Whatever. Instagram can suck a dick. It can suck a dick. Fuck you, Instagram. Ghost of McAfee, what's up? Tate Lang, Devin Newton, Alex Lima, Brazil. Double 07, JJB says, hello, I've watched several videos of Jonathan and really liked what he has to say. Looking to learn and practice more. Excellent. Tate Lang says, hey, Jonathan, thanks for the channel. I've been watching your channel a lot lately and it's inspiring my purpose. It's great. My mission is accomplished. Glad to hear it. Ruben Moreta, V33, what's up? Market Vulture says, what do you do for a living besides YouTube? Well, YouTube's not my living, that's for sure. My account was demonetized, you know, many years ago. But I do teach sexual kung fu for a living through my online courses, through my in-person events. Full-time, baby. This is it. I teach men how to master their sexual energy, how to master all aspects of the life, how to take control of their energy levels, their purpose and everything on their own with the tools of chi cultivation, breathwork, meditation, you know, the best of the best. That's what I do for a living. I help men wake the fuck up and take control of their lives, basically. And a big part of that's the sexual thing. Learn to have non-ejaculatory orgasms, learn to fuck like a king, learning to control that ejaculation, have full body orgasms, you know, all these things. But you realize how these things tie into the other things, you know what I mean? Your sexual experience is a reflection of your day-to-day life. It truly is. It's all connected. Steven Watts, what's up? Steven says, I self-pleasured over my crush, and I am worried that it will prevent me from having a connection with them in the real world life. If this is, it's a silly superstition, would love to know your thoughts. Okay, you're jerking off over this girl who you think's cute, and you're like, oh, is it gonna fuck everything up with her? The layers here, the layers. Let's first of all, you're already like attached to the outcome of things with this person, right? So be careful about that as it is, right? Anytime there's this like neediness, like, well, I really need her to like me in this way. You're giving your power away. You're giving your own equilibrium away. You're getting out of your center already. So you're already like kind of like in this, you know, giving power to this person over how you feel. Be careful about that. And as far as like, is, I mean, who, Here's the thing. Okay. Let me say this. When you are sexually fantasizing, jerking off over someone, you are connecting to them on some level. And it may feel a bit invasive to her. The next time you're around her, she just may feel like kind of invaded by your energy, invaded by this kind of forced penetration on her. You know what I mean? And so that can be a thing there. So just notice if you're like really having this like clinging, like overbearing energy towards her, which I'm getting just a little bit of a feeling that that's the case. You may want to back off a little bit, chill out a bit. Don't get attached to this outcome with this person and, you know, love yourself. Do the things that make you feel good. Live the life you want to live. Be in your purpose. Purpose over just trying to like get a woman to like you. I highly encourage that, because when you're living your purpose, naturally you will meet people who are interested in you for being who you are, not who you're trying to be. So take that for what it's worth. Mellow says, did you breathe to your nose and fill your belly? When I was talking about breathing deeply, yes. In and out through the nostrils, ideally. You should always be nostril breathing throughout the day, unless you're doing specific breath practices, which involve mouth breathing sometimes. But yeah, breathing through the nose, filling up the belly. Slow and deep, baby. Giuseppe 15 says, can you use sexual cultivation to manifest a specific person that you feel you would be very compatible with on all levels? Overall, I would say so. I mean, there's a couple factors to this. Number one, just as like a manifestation practice, when you're working with sexual energy, it potentiates, from my experience, your ability to manifest, because our sexual energy is creative energy. So when you're charged up with this energy, because you're practicing sexual kung fu, instead of constantly ejaculating it out and you're an empty battery, the things that you focus on will have more power, will have more magnetism, and you'll be able to find yourself drawing things into your life easier. And as far as manifesting a specific person, I mean, it is important overall to be clear on who it is, what type of partner you want to be. And also ask yourself, am I an energetic match for this partner, or rather a polarized match? If I want to, coming back to what I was talking about, if I want a really soft, beautiful, flowing woman, am I a very strong, grounded, present man that will attract such a partner? So there's many factors to this. It's not just like, okay, I'm going to cultivate my sexual energy, pull it up, and then I think about this woman, and then, oh, the next day she's going to meet me. It probably won't happen. It could happen. It certainly could. I've had some like near miraculous things come into my life when I'm working with the manifestation practices, but don't expect it. But I would say the biggest value of the sexual cultivation as far as that, in regards to that, is the opportunity for you to really step into mastery through your training, through your focus, and you becoming a stronger, more disciplined, more abundant, healthier, vibrant, more vital person. And then, you know, developing your confidence and also lessening the need of like needing to have a person, needing to have a relationship. Because anytime there's need, like I really need someone, I'm so lonely, it becomes a contrivance. And I think I've shared enough there. Hubba Bubba says, is this for the Kajabi group? As far as the new men's online community group, it will be hosted in Kajabi, which is my platform, but it will be a separate thing from anything I've done before. V33 says, I'm excited for this online group. What are your thoughts on using condoms, and are they bad for your health? Well, they are not bad for your health if by not using a condom, you're going to catch an STD. That would make it very good for your health. I don't believe condoms are bad for your health, unless you're, you know, allergic to latex, whatever the material is. There is some downsides to condoms. I mean, I'm not a big condom user myself. We were going for this trip with Mariah, and like I often just a habit of like packing condoms, like, you know, it's like, well, God. And I realized, like, I'm like, hey, I've had this package for like 2 years. I'm like, we use these like once or twice a year. You know what I mean? So I'm not, well, there's some caveats here. We'll dive into this. I'm in a long-term relationship. I use semen retention and we use awareness of my partner's cycle, where she's at in her cycle, as our birth control. And in 6 years, no unplanned pregnancies. However, I can't recommend this because most men don't have the, maybe not to be like to brag, but the awareness that I have of like when small amounts of semen may be coming out, because I know when that's going to happen, and I can adjust accordingly. But one thing is that condoms, I mean, they definitely lessen sensation. They lessen sensitivity. It feels just more rubbery, which can be helpful for men who have very sensitive penises because they have a really tight pelvic floor and they struggle with premature ejaculation. Condoms can help with that. As far as like energetic exchange, it's I can't really say for sure, like if there's a little bit of a minimization of energetic exchange, but I don't think much personally. It's more just like the physical sensation, but obviously they're beneficial in that they prevent pregnancy and STDs. So if you're, you know, sleeping with women and sleeping with someone you don't know their sexual history, you haven't seen what their recent STD test was, you may want to play it safe. I think it's like 60% of people have some form of herpes virus. You know, it's super common. Keep it clean out there, my friends. Wrap it before you stick it. You know what I mean? Unless you're in it for the long haul. I'm a raw dogger. What can I say? Yeah, baby. Rohan RP says, if I end my sessions without ejaculating, it most often shorts up my libido, leaving me craving for more. Is it bad or transmutation? Is there a way around with other practices? Okay, so basically you're finishing without ejaculating and you still like crave more. You still feel horny. This is great. When you no longer feel horny, when you don't have sex drive anymore, it means that you've lost something. It means that there's been some kind of depletion. I made a video on this recently where, or maybe it was a short. Yeah, I made a short on this recently where basically I believe, and this is big in Chinese medicine, that sex drive, healthy sex drive and libido is an indicator of good health. If you lose your libido, if you lose your horniness, we could say, it means like you're depleted. And this is what happens to men right after ejaculating, is they're temporarily impotent. No libido, no sexual desire, no erection ability. You've lost something. So, and here's in my opinion, one of the biggest benefits of non-ejaculatory orgasms and semen retention is that you're ready to go 24/7. You have that drive. It's like one of my teachers said, it may have been Montauk Chia who said this, that you should always, maybe it was Michael Wynn. He said, you should always have some sexual desire at the end of a session. It's like eating a meal. If you just gorge yourself, so you're just like completely stuffed, like, oh, I couldn't eat it. I just feel sick now. Like that's kind of what you're doing when you're ejaculating every time you have sex. You're just completely overdoing it. Just, you know, ripping out your kidney, root of your kidney energy to ejaculate every time. When there's a little bit like, it's like you eat a meal, you shouldn't be like just completely stuffed full. You should be like, okay, I feel satiated, but like I could also eat more if I really wanted to. But same thing with sex. You should always desire more, because then you desire your partner. Then there's that, you maintain that desire and that, there's one of the Taoist classics talks about how when a man when he's not ejaculating during sex, he craves his woman. He loves her even more. He feels more and more connection to her. And I found it to be true as well. Like I just feel more alive in general, more vibrant, more vital when I haven't ejaculated, at least not frequently. And I feel more of an attraction for my partner. At the end of sex, I'm like, I can fuck you again, baby, versus like, I don't even want to look at you. I don't want to talk to you. I need to go to sleep now, you know? So, yeah. And obviously the way around this or how to balance with this is the sexual kung fu practice. That's why the whole thing is distributing that sexual charge throughout your body, containing it transforming, alchemizing it, refining it, digesting it, storing it in your body so that that raw sexual desire isn't just making you want to ejaculate. It turns into, ooh, creative love, spiritual expansion, heightened states of consciousness. This is the way. Such is the Tao. Kate Lang says, hey, Jonathan, I've been practicing almost daily now for a few months and still struggling to not ejaculate. Whether I do Kegels or reverse Kegels, I still end up going over the edge. I had a surgery on my testicles, and I think the energy builds up and becomes too stimulating in that area. What would you recommend for healing this or circulating energy if it keeps wanting to stay in my testicles? So I'm not sure what you've been practicing, but usually when it's when you're struggling with ejaculation control, the most common things is you're unable to keep your nervous system calm. You're not breathing properly. The other biggest thing is tension patterns in the pelvic floor, which can be very deep, which can take months to overcome. What I recommend is you go to my top four exercises for pelvic floor tension video. I need to make an update version of this. I will soon. Go to that video. Follow that routine every single day. Every single day. Don't miss a day. All right, you can miss a day occasionally, but you know, do it. Fucking do it. Breathing deeply in those postures will balance your nervous system, release the deeply ingrained patterns in the pelvic floor. It can take a little while. I was doing these every day, and it took me about 3 months to release some hardcore squeezing in that area. That's the biggest thing. And then, of course, the sexual kung fu practice. I mean, if you really want to master this stuff, you know, get into my Multi-Orgasmic Man course, because that's what that course is for, is to go in depth into all the factors of this. Because there's so many factors to having premature ejaculation. You know, it comes down to like anxiety around sex, having a stress response to sexual stimulation, poor masturbation habits, fears from past sexually. Like, there's a lot. Your energy channels are fucking blocked up. So, you know, that's the most comprehensive thing. It's why I made that course. But for the here and now, you know, some practical tips. Any man can do it. It won't happen overnight. It takes dedication, but it can be done. I could do it. You can do it. Anyone can do it. Round two. Dandelion root coffee. See if my Instagram wants to be less of a dick bag. Give me 1 second, guys. All right, where was I? Bam, 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 bam. Kundalini psychosis. Kundalini psychosis. Number one side effect of sexual kung fu. Nah, just kidding. Not true. Improper sexual kung fu, perhaps. Okay, get right into this one. Man. The dreaded Kundalini psychosis. Rohan RP says, can sexual kung fu lead to any side effects like Kundalini psychosis? Any precautionary measures to prevent such effects? It can happen, but if you follow my system, I haven't had it happen to anyone. No one's told me about it anyway. Here's the thing. I really stress laying foundations for the process of transmuting the sexual energy, laying the pathways in place for it. And Usually this happens when you're using like really, really forceful techniques, like just fucking cramming the energy up to the head before you like really have the channels opened up, before you have grounding path in place, before you have the front channel open. And you get energy stuck in your head. You feel stimulated, can't sleep, a little neurotic perhaps. So yeah, the precautionary measures is to follow the system. make sure you're starting with, again, this is why my 12-week course is very in-depth, very specific system of development. Starting with preparing the body to handle this increased energy before we just start cramming sexual energy up there. You follow that, it's going to be fine. That's the precautions, is follow a system that knows what it's doing. Yeah. Michael Miller says, is there an issue dating someone who got the C shots? got the old... I'm not sure, you know, I haven't dated anyone who's had it. I didn't get it. My partner didn't get it. You know, not in a million years would I have. I know some people are selective about it. I mean, let's just get real. A lot of people are dropping dead from heart related stuff. All these athletes in their 20s got this thing and then, oh, they're dead. Weird. Heart conditions, huh? All kinds of you know, doctors reporting massive increase in all kinds of things. It could also just be the stress and the fuckery we've all been through in the past few years. But anyways, not to get too much down that, potential effects on fertility and things like that. So if you want to have a child with the person, you know, it may be a non-negotiable on your list. It would be for me personally, but again, it's your own decision as to what you want. Some fucking weird pharmaceutical, big pharma fear marketing sorcery there. News Zify says, hi, Jonathan, what are your thoughts on J. Covey book on PE? I have not read it. Not familiar with it. Haven't heard of this guy. There's a lot of stuff out there. Some of it's good. A lot of it's complete garbage. It's just like the same shit recycled over and over. Do Kegels, blah, 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 blah. You know, can't say. Chris from Italy, what is up, brother? Hubba Bubba says, so I will get it if I'm on your Kajabi. The online men's course is... I'll be sharing more details about it. Basically, like I said, it's a separate thing from what I've had before, but I am going to be kind of you'll learn more about what's to come with that. Rohan RP says, is there any precautions while doing sexual manifestations? And is there any procedure to be followed? Like, should we visualize during an orgasm after cultivating sexual energy for a certain period? I mean, precautions, I don't know. Don't do it while you're driving in a car. Don't focus on like, you know, the image of evil or something, the embodiment of evil. I don't know. Basically how I work with this is not like during an orgasm specifically. For me, it's more like, after a period of just building up that energy, building it up, bring it through my body, charging up with that energy, then I do the manifestation practice, often with my partner. We're in the kind of same cycle. It's kind of like the end to our lovemaking, having not ejaculated at that point. That's typically my approach on it. You can do whatever you want. You can do however you want. But yeah, that's the kind of intuitive way I usually go about it. I'm detecting some spam in the chat. This book must be good if he needs chatbots to fucking market it. All right. Well, if there's any more questions, feel free to post them. But we got through all the questions. We don't have Instagram or fucking shadow banned or some shit on there. That's okay by me. I don't like Instagram anyway. Just the perfect straight truth, YouTube. I don't like Instagram. I don't spend time on there. All I do is post my shit. I get the fuck off. It's a fuckery of just a waste of time, to be honest. Yeah, there's some good stuff. People say good things, blah, blah, blah. But like, are you really going to like learn deep, profound life lessons, achieve enlightenment and spiritual immortality by like looking at 100 different pictures with like a little paragraph of text and then, oh, that was cool. Oh, what's the next one? Oh, that's cool. Oh, what's the next one? Like, yeah, probably not. Just kind of a distraction, isn't it? Raw talk with Jonathan White. I don't like Instagram. There's my confession for the day. Anyways. There was a time. It seems like Instagram used to be cool. Now it's just like everything. It's just a, like, what can like fucking pop out the most and just like hook you and create emotional triggers in you so you like read through. It's just like fucking war for your attention, you know, coming back to that, like stay off of screens a little bit more, build your presence in like the real here and now. Yeah. Sam Jones says, what course would you recommend as a beginner to sexual kung fu? Also just energetics in general. I have read Multi-Orgasmic Man, but could do with a refresher. I recommend my male sexual mastery course, which is on my website. It's an excellent starting point. The basics of sexual kung fu practice, the basics of learning to circulate sexual energy through your body, learning to have non-ejaculatory orgasms. That is a great starting point I would recommend. Got some landscapers outside playing with blowers or something. I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, guys, again, if you're interested in the upcoming Masculine Awakening online men's circle group, sign up for the waitlist in the description of this video. And more to come soon. Got some great things coming this year. Yeah, take care, guys. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. And we will see you soon. Much love, my brothers and sisters, everybody. Take care.